The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
There are so very many things in this gospel today, and in a large part of what I preached on this weekend will be what I say today. But this is one of my favorite readings, first of all. But one of the things that I mentioned this weekend was this very thing, this very profound moment in my own life. And it was this. It was simply this gesture at my own ordination, kneeling down below Archbishop Sample like this and putting my hands out, and him putting his hands around my hands in a very humbling and profound gesture of submission. Really. And I always say it like this because it's exactly how it happened. But those of you who have been to an ordination with Archbishop Sample, like I said, he looks at that man with laser beams in his eyes and he says, "Do you promise obedience to me and to my successors?" And and with some terror and awe, you're like, "I do." And but then amazingly, his face softens sort of like a proud father, and he says those words we heard not long ago from one of the letters of St. Paul. He says, "May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to completion." So those are amazing words that we all should be reminded of. But the reason I mention that moment is because in many ways, that moment is really modeled after the moment that we hear with our Blessed Mother and the angel Gabriel. Some ancient art depictions of this particular scene of the Annunciation are kind of amazing. Some of them are different. Remember, they're artistic depictions. But I think the most accurate ones are this, where the angel Gabriel comes down from heaven and kneels before the Blessed Virgin Mary, not the other way around. Sometimes you'll see, Mary knelt down before the angel Gabriel, but sometimes you see it the other way around, where it's the angel Gabriel kneeling before the Queen of Heaven and Earth, which is actually more accurate theologically. And so even an angel humbles themselves before our Blessed Mother Mary. And then again, she completely starts the process of undoing the sin of Adam and Eve, where they, of their own pride, did their own will. She says, "Let it be done to me according to your word." So she lets go of her will and allows the will of God to reign in her heart. And the question is how do you do this? It's actually pretty simple, relatively speaking. It's always a little bit more complex than we think, but it is simple as well. I think the best way to do it is what we would often call a morning offering. And I know many of you probably already do this, which is the key. One of the first things you do when you get up is to let go of your will and ask God's will to reign in your heart. You know, that's your fiat for the day. You're like, Lord, I want your will to reign in me, and I want to let go of my will. I want all the people that I meet, all the interactions I have, all the actions I take to be in your most holy will. If we start our day out like that, then we start our day with the way that Mary lived her whole entire life. Now, I know some of you know more about this than others. We were discussing it just a little bit in the sacristy, but at this time, there's a lot of talk going on about what would sort of generally be called the warning, or, you know, sort of a certain end time before the good times come. And I mean, do I know? Am I prophetic in any way? No, I do not think that I am. And so I don't know, but certainly it's very easy to recognize lots and lots of turmoil in our world, which would bring people to that possible conclusion for sure. But one of the things that was actually said in the mystic servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, whose whole entire life was devoted to the divine will, is she said, those that live in the divine will have nothing to fear during that time frame, right? So even though the world might be in turmoil, if we're living in the will of God, then there's nothing to fear. And we remember, what does the angel Gabriel say to Mary? The thing that we all want to hear is, do not be afraid, you have found favor with God. So the sons and the daughters of the divine will, those who earnestly seek to live in God's will, do not be afraid. You have nothing to fear. You have found favor with God. That's truly where we want to be in this life, whether the warning is in the next 3 years or whether it's in the next 300. Whatever it is, if we start our day and if we earnestly seek to live in God's will, remember those words. Do not fear. You have found favor with God. God bless you all.